Hello folks, Ryushikaze here, with another Fan's Eye View commentary track from myself, Force Stealer, and Tenyo. Now we'll begin that in just a moment, but I just want to make sure that you're all synced up to the very beginning of the credits of the second episode. So get yourself synced up so that literally right the first moment that you can see the credits has appeared. When you do that, pause. Then you'll want to keep playing. And as soon as I say welcome, start playing. You should be synced up perfectly, but if you're not, you'll be about half a second off. Alright, ready? Welcome to the next chapter, folks! See, this is funny to us because literally, we just watched this. You, it's been a week. Or more. I don't know. I might be releasing these longer than that. Who cares? Anyways, let's continue.
The crystal makes it
dives straight into Linnelie's body and makes her butt glow. That, I cannot stress it enough. Her butt is glowing. That is the most important plot point you need to know coming into this plot.
I guess now we know why they didn't give her any chance.
Yes, yep. Exactly.
They could make sure that her butt would glow.
Mystery solved. They didn't even show the landing of the jump?
Nope.
I feel cheated.
We didn't get to see them Duke boys make it out on the other side of that canyon.
Oh, wow, I've never seen a bike stop like that.
Well, you've seen it move like that in Advent Children, but no, never stop.
Wow.
Mr. Enormous.
Yes. This man is so muscular, his mustache is taking steroids.
You're in trouble.
I thought it was the third most sacred.
Wait till you see where we put the crystal, dude.
What are you talking about?
You want the
That's
crystal
gonna
back?
Ameliorate their sentence.
The crystal back.
I love the ghetto fabulosity of that airship.
The pink and the blue?
Well, no. The, like, literally, they've just got a, you know, their listening device hanging by a single rope.
They advanced their technology a bit in the 200 years since five, but only a bit.
Well, yes and no. It's they haven't advanced it, but they've certainly made it up.
If anybody's watching this part before they watch the first part, we're not lying when she said her butt was glowing.
Yeah. Glow butt. But no, like, the technology isn't more advanced, it's just more widespread.
Yeah.
Because it's basically they've rested on Sid's laurels for the last 200 years, which seems to be the case.
Maybe.
Yeah. But there also weren't guns in 5, were there?
There were. You didn't get to use them, but there definitely were enemies with them.
The way he said that was hilarious.
Of course, the idea that you could have airships without understanding the basics of internal combustion enough to make a gun
He's bad
is insane. Oh,
there
yeah.
There you go.
The sword's pretty long. Not the scene where he caught it, where it was swinging it.
Yeah.
Who designed this?
I've got to have a girly ship for girl pirates.
And now our party has meet.
I was gonna say, is that big guy gonna be in their party?
Of course he is. You need a young boy, a young girl, a pirate, and an old dude. And then you need a brat.
Well, you especially need a pirate in fives.
Oh, yeah.
Doo-doo-doo, up in the sky.
That rock looks like a horsey.
I didn't see a horse rock. Let's rewind.
No. Refusal!
I like ponies.
Rouge Island.
I want to see it.
Look on your own time.
Okay.
Of the heart with the crossbones.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like the Tokidoki logo.
Yeah. Oh,
kind of.
Yes.
Not a...
The motor roller coaster of the island. Ah, that outfit. So impressive.
Is she like the only skinny woman on the entire, like, pirate fleet, whatever?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
She clearly assembled her entire pirate staff to make her look good.
I suppose.
And she forces them to take ridiculous anabolic steroids and bovine growth hormone. Just so she can be the small petite one.
Oh, jeez.
Break out the karaoke!
Erotic.
Vaguely?
She's an interesting voice in English.
Well, it's Washu, so yes.
And they're like, watching. Ah, what the hell? That's so weird!
I have absolutely no idea who the faces are supposed to be.
Looks like Teddy Roosevelt on the right.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, but...
What?
This...
Oh yes, there's a romantic subplot here.
Oh. What the hell?
I would just have loved to have seen the, like, conceptual meeting when they were writing out this anime.
Right, so everybody taking their tabs of acid? Right? Good. Let's start plotting this thing.
With a whip?
It's in her ass.
The look on his face.
Oh, ouch.
Don't anger the pig woman with 3D glasses.
What is with the 3D glasses?
They look
it's only
badass.
Half 3D.
Yeah.
I can't see any of the red lines.
So, okay, the 2D glasses.
Yes.
I like the idea. We now see the world entirely flat.
I like these guys. You can just push them down a whole hill and they'd roll.
The weevils wobbles, but they don't fall down.
Oh, what's that?
Subtle.
It's got like a face.
No one will see us coming.
Oh, what are they doing to him? Oh, he's pulling on bars. I was gonna say, what are they doing to him
now? At least he's got his clothes back.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be her fetish if he was naked. Her fetish is for clothed men to grab at the bars futilely. I think he was driven long before. I'll have to start wearing pants!
There are so many things that I could save it. I should probably not. Oh, look, it's a crystal.
Jeez. Shh, you moron.
It's a glowy thing.
Reminds me of The Grudge.
Oh yeah, I remember what this is. Yay.
Yep, meet our Pikachu.
It's a little... What the hell is that?
It's a mid.
It's a little mid. Kid.
I'll get you good and drunk.
So, this character's in the Final Fantasy V?
Yeah, he is Cid's grandson.
I see. He's like in the party and stuff, or?
Yeah, so Cid... So
no,
Cid's,
no.
No, no, no.
He's not a party member. He and Cid are your support units.
I see.
Cid and Mid. People wouldn't be interested in your butt glowing. It's passing through you.
Denied.
You're wearing pants. The wind crystal is not interested in those who wear pants, for it cannot make their butt glow in amusing ways. Which says something, considering that the wind crystal chose Barts.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know why the guys so distraught. They know where the crystal is now, anyway, so... Let's go to the island where it just was.
Nothing. Nothing suspicious about us at all.
Go about your lives, people.
Ship does look like a fish. So
giant fish
with big hunks of metal
and like stars. It's made of stars.
I like that he was really going to kick this kid in the head.
Your butt was comfortable.
Kind of reminds me of Linus.
Yeah. Come, Charlie Brown.
Always...
You have to go rehearse.
Where's my blanket?
The Christmas pageant. I am not your sweet babu.
Because they're evil, why not? Dog-like follower plot, Prince.
Yes. Not helping things, Prats. Not helping things.
So what kind of a name is Prats, anyways?
What kind of name is Barts? Butts is even worse.
I'm glad they don't call him Butts in the English dub.
His surname is, Leon, so it's actually Pretzel. I just made that up now. He doesn't have a surname. Unless it's after 5.
We get time off. We're union now.
I love nosebleed.
Oh, you gotta love Mid's ego.
I've had her butt, and now I want more.
Creepy. It's like alien.
Quaid, get to the reactor. You gotta love how they have an extra trap door in their cell just so they can do this.
Denied.
Jeez.
I always love it when they have, like, the villain just snap their fingers and then everything happens. It's like, they must plan this beforehand. When I snap my finger, you grab the girl and take her here.
I can't even maintain a consistent size ratio.
Don't give yourself an aneurysm there.
Oh, in his case, it wouldn't hurt anything.
Yeah.
You could shoot him in the head and he'd miss all his vital spots.
So they didn't notice there's chains on the wall before?
Of course not. I mean, they weren't there until the cutscene.
Just having dinner. Oh, it's the painting of the birth of Venus. Or Aphrodite, whatever.
They didn't take his weapon? He's our
No, no, no. He grabbed that
one. Oh, sorry. I must have looked away for a second.
Yeah. It's a treasure sword that he's using to beat the crap out of her stuff. Because, honestly, how do you really hurt a pirate?
You have to hurt their stuff.
You attack their swag.
What?
Ah, yes! The unnecessary alarm.
Wow.
I'm so glad we brought someone who hasn't seen the
wow.
anime.
Wow.
Yes.
It makes it so much better.
I'm glad that I could be
sometimes there are shows you inflict on people.
I'm glad I could bring the entertainment.
That is what we keep you around for.
Oh, good.
This episode truly proves that Pretz has exotic weapon proficiency in motorcycle.
I'm not a woman, so you're okay.
Yeah.
It's not really fighting when Pretz runs you over with a motorcycle, but it's still exotic weapon proficiency motorcycle.
Still hasn't quite pulled a Dante in Devil May Cry 3 yet, but...
No.
Jesus, they're gonna crash. They're gonna crash, it's gonna heal all their wounds, because falling off a cliff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That is one well-made bike.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. This is also very speed racing.
Oh, yeah.
Go speed racing. Oh, what the hell is the look at his face? That's kind of creepy.
I think he's about her age. He's allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
First girl he's ever, you know, really done anything with, even though he hasn't done anything with her. It's awkward. They're allowed.
I guess so.
I'm not saying it's not creepy. It's just, you know, there's an allowance for this sort of thing.
Man.
Look at the battle theme remixes.
Yeah, seriously.
How'd they get to the ship so quick?
Five soundtrack is so good.
The way they got there was they didn't fall off. Right.
Sword versus whip versus...
What little bow tie she has on her suits. It's just so out of place.
It's really bizarre. I mean, like, we could say that about everything in this. But...
Yeah. But it's just sort of the like, double absurdity of it. She's wearing this sort of bizarre, impractical bondage outfit with a bow tie!
It makes it classy.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Nomura designed her.
This is before, well, it's not before his time, but he was still designing enemies at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was monsters and maps at this point.
I actually really like his monster designs myself.
Oh, yeah.
They're really good. He should go back to that sometimes. I know he did some bonus bosses for 5 in the GBA version.
Yeah.
Enuo, right?
Yeah. Pretty sure that was his work.
So here's another speed racer moment, right?
Oh, yeah.
This bike doesn't need any fuel, apparently.
It runs on his sheer, unadulterated awesome. And if that runs out, he's got his audacity as a fuel reserve. I'm in the explosive storehouse. Let's throw bombs around.
Oh! The bike!
This is a perfect idea.
Yeah, he didn't really think that one out, did he?
What are you talking about? This is all according to plan. He wanted this to happen.
Oh. How many bombs did they have in there?
This movie establishes the precedent if you see somebody engulfed in a horrible explosion, they're not dead. So to everybody who bitched when Rufus Shinro was alive, shut
first,
up!
First there was Pretz.
Pretz was the first.
Then there was Rufus.
Pretz was the pioneer of surviving an explosion.
Oh, yes.
No.
See, I think that's far more creepy.
What? That was a cheese ball.
Well, I think there's actually a bigger age difference in those two.
Oh, really?
I don't know, but it's possible. He seems older than she is.
Well, I don't think the idea of Pratt's liking Lenali is creepy, but that look on his face was like he was getting off on the bike with her. I'm like, eh.
In pieces.
Do not eat 30 minutes before exploding an entire island on yourself.
Wow, you're an idiot.
Well, this is not the first time she's flung herself out into midair. And honestly,
another excuse for a panty shot.
You know, this is actually like, you know, them flinging themselves into the air has happened once in this episode. So really, it's just sort of par for the course.
Who's Kisana? Like a random fish that
you
she
know,
knows
I
now?
Don't know at all. I think it might have been a horrible mistranslation, because that might supposed to be the dragon from 5, or the sea dragon, but I don't know. Yeah, the thing is, that's not the name of the sea dragon in 5, so...
But... oh.
I do not remember anything by the name of Kisana, but... Yeah.
Maybe.
I already heard they said X-Death is X-Des.
It sounded like she's saying X-D's. I was like, who's X-D's? Yeah. They trying to say X-Death?
It was Exodus. So sometimes it's Exodus, sometimes it's X-Death.
Sometimes it's Bob.
I noticed during the credits of the last episode that it's Madhouse, the people that did Last Order, our other commentary.
Yep. Madhouse has had a long working relationship with Square.
Although not Casey Benz.
Nope. They said there wasn't enough death and explosions in it for them to be, no.
Yeah, that's true.
If you do look at Madhouse, they really love the action bits.
I suppose. Nippon, Columbia. Anyway, so I guess that's end of episode 2.
Yep.
And on to episode number 3.
Doesn't get any less weird, folks.
It doesn't get any less anything, really.
We've only hit the tip of the iceberg. Remember, she's still got that crystal, so there's lots of potential.
By the time we get to episode 4, you'll be going back at this episode and going, wow, this was relatively normal.
This was terrible.
I mean, there was only a crystal in a girl's butt. That makes some sort of sense. Ra Devil, our antagonist. Yep, Ra that's Devil. Our antagonist. Sweetening.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, so I suppose that's the end, and we'll see you next time. Have fun!